Hello,
good evening. My name is Robert from the Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
I am.
Are you over 18 years old, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, government spending, education, healthcare, moral social issues, environment, crime and drugs, other.
Education.
Thank you. What is the most important or pressing global environment issue? Fossil fuels, carbon emission.
Need carbon to move. Emissions.
Thank you.
Hands down.
What's the most important or the pressing environment issue facing Minnesota? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate changes, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space, other.
Climate change.
Thank you. Using the scale of excellent, good, just fair or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Mining, excellent, good, just fair, poor.
Fair.
Thank you. Forest products. Excellent.
Good.
Thank you. Refining. Excellent, good, just fair, poor.
Refining. Fair.
Thank you. Electric utilities. Excellent, good, just fair, poor.
Good.
Thank
just
you.
Not fair.
Thank you, sir. Medical manufacturing. Excellent, good, just fair. Thank you, sir. Agriculture and farming. Good.
Good.
Thank you. How would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing mining, forest, and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Excellent, good, just fair,
good.
Poor? Thank you. Country land departments. Excellent, good, just fair, poor?
Good.
Thank you. U.S. Forest Services. Excellent, good, just fair, poor?
Good.
Thank you. Forest and timber industries. Excellent, good, just fair, poor?
Good.
Thank you. How important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is in Minnesota economies? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
I think it's somewhat important. Somewhat important.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. How significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too
somewhat
significant?
Significant.
Hi, thank you, sir. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and growth in the place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I think we need more than harvested.
Thank you. Do you think that there is more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in the 1970s?
Since 97, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Since the 70s.
I would
more?
Say about the same.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you think there is enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has in Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
I would say no impact.
Thank you. Do you feel it is is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
I think the answer is yes.
Thank you, sir. Do you feel that it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial issue of federal, state, or country land and that are not park or wilderness area or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness and recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate a land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that the appropriate to the wood chip sawdust, wood waste, and commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest from the issue of biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use the whole tree harvested from Minnesota forest for the use of biofuel or generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever seen or read about or heard of any information or news about Minnesota forest product industry?
It's been a while, so yes, but not recently.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of the any environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you donate money for environmental causes? Yes or no?
Don't ask for what? I'm sorry. Say again.
Say it again.
Please repeat.
Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mill makers, and manufacturers of wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economy activity in the employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needs jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of Minnesota's economy, a significant component of Minnesota's state economy, a minor component of Minnesota's state economy, or an fading component of Minnesota's state economy?
What's the last one again, sorry?
Or is it a fading component of Minnesota's state economy?
Well, it's not fading. The second to last one.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Like many industries, Minnesota forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a quality workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercial licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose on the issue of state taxes, dollars, to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you, sir. We almost done, sir. Thank you for your help. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment. It is forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200 plus hours certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or forest public mills. Wisconsin investment create public-private effort to address forest industries to workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach for inform young people and the opportunities in the forest industry, leading in an increase of both of the numbers of diversity on the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment on support on the rural economies, forest, and forest industries? Support or oppose?
Support. Don't know about the dollar amount, but support.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm going to list several components on the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for these parts of the program, creating new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to the people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Support.
Support. Thank you. Work with partners to address other core other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Support or
opposed?
Thank you. Get into school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forest workers' job provide. Support?
Support.
Thank you. Finally, I just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school or less? Technical or grade school? Some college? College graduate? Graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Thank you, sir. What's your age, sir? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. How would you describe the economy and the community that you live in? Large city? Suburban, small town,
suburban,
farm group. Thank you, sir. If your is your annually household income between the more than 25,000, 25,000 to 49,999, 50,000 to 74,999, 75,000 to 99,999, or over 100,000?
Choose not to answer.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, and conservative? Or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you.
Moderate.
In which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare? Say it again, sir. Sorry.
Manufacturing.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female or something else?
Male.
Thank you. This concludes the survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day, sir.
You too.
Thank you. Have a great day, sir. Thank you.
What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say a positive one, a negative one, or no? Okay. And do you feel it is possible?